everybody loves a good what if. What if Stephen Douglas had won the 1860 election? What if there'd been rain on D-Day? What if John F. Kennedy hadn't been shot? Well, here's another one. What if Gerald Ford hadn't pardoned Richard Nixon? Okay, maybe it's not on the same level as the Civil War, D-Day, or the Kennedy assassination, but Ford's pardon of Nixon was undoubtedly the turning point in his presidency. When Ford took office, he was the good guy, the white knight. He'd been chosen to replace Vice President Spiro Agnew not by Nixon, who went along, but by two Democrats, House Speaker Carl Albert and Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield. These men, who controlled the confirmation process, secretly gave Nixon just one choice, Michigan Congressman Gerry Ford, a loyal Republican but one with a strong reputation for integrity. On the day after Nixon's resignation, Ford delivered a speech that was, in his words, a little straight talk among friends. In it, the new president addressed the Watergate scandal directly. My fellow Americans, the most famous line went, our long national nightmare is over. And those fellow Americans believed him, responding immediately to Ford's refreshing optimism with an outpouring of goodwill. But the honeymoon was brief. A month into his administration, Ford announced that he was pardoning Nixon. Although putting Nixon on trial might well have crippled the Ford presidency and traumatized the nation, as Ford believed it would, pardoning Nixon for crimes he may have committed while in office had much the same effect. No evidence has ever surfaced that Ford made a secret deal for the presidency, but the pardon destroyed his credibility with Americans who had recently been hopeful but now saw only more of the same dishonesty. To be fair, the ailing state of the U.S. economy also hurt Ford's standing. High inflation rates and low growth meant that Ford had to back unpopular spending cuts and tax hikes. Rising double-digit inflation also inspired Ford to begin a public relations campaign that oddly encouraged Americans to wear lapel pins reading, "Whip Inflation Now." Unfortunately, Ford's rah-rah cheerleading no longer seemed credible. I began to wonder, he wrote later, whether instead of healing the wounds, my decision to pardon Nixon had only rubbed salt into them.